following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The Home Depot Start Fresh and Save event is going on now with brand new savings for a brand new year. Like an affordable WaterSense Kohler Wellworth toilet, now at a new lower price of just $139. A simple upgrade with dramatic results in your bath, your budget, and your water bill. And it's just one of hundreds of reasons to come in, start fresh, and save going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you hit the wall. You're tired and groggy, but you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee, and man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy, when you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Live from the KXPN Sports Office, I'm Randy Bushcutter, and we have breaking news on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, Merritt, what do you got?
Thanks, Randy. We have breaking news on a possible change to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Jared Crick tweeted yesterday, "Join me and my guest, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow morning. We'll discuss politics, weather, and life in general. Maybe some sports."
We are projecting that this will be the end of the Doug and Daddy Show as we know it.
It is believed that KXPN and KICS owners needed to make a big splash in signing a host, like the best Husker rookie this last year in the NFL.
But after Levante David said no, then we got Jared Crick.
So we proudly present the Jared Crick Show.
Live from the Midway Auto Broadcast booth, it's the Jared Crick Show with special guests. Husker Online's Sean Callahan and former Doug and Daddy host Doug Duda. Ladies and gentlemen, Jared Crick.
All right, welcome to the Jared Crick Show. We have a special guest today, my good friend Doug Duda, former host of the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, we'll be talking about other things other than life, so let's get to it.
Hey, Jared, thanks for having me in, man. It's a pleasure.
No
it's
problem. Pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate that you could come in today.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it was hard getting in here. You know, I know you wanted to talk some weather. I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face, but today it was because of the fog. So, I mean, you know, it was quite the deal.
The fog is bad today. I will give you that.
You know, I just want to congratulate you on your new show.
Appreciate that.
I know that you may be taking this back to Houston with you. So, you know, things are great for you. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going pretty well so far. So, like you say, you know, if I can get the show rolling, it'll be a good deal for us.
I wasn't supposed to see the contract, but I did, and I have to say I'm very upset. You're going to make more than 1 week than Daddy and I made in 3 years. What are you doing, man? It's good negotiation.
I do my best, I suppose.
Folks, we're glad to have you along with us on the Jared Crick Show today here on ESPN Radio. Just going to help Jared through this first day today. You know, all morning all I could think was for the folks that saw Jimmy Kimmel's show last Thursday, where Matt Damon came in and duct taped him to a chair and just shoved him into the back of the studio and brought in his own people. That was absolutely great. I have not quite been duct taped to the chair yet, but if you would like to join us, you got questions or emails or comments for the Doug and Daddy Show today on any topic, especially that of Jared Crick, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It still is ESPN, right? I mean, we didn't change it to CRICK or anything like that, did we?
No, we didn't. We didn't quite get the phone company to get on board with that yet.
That may be changing in the near future. You can email the Dev Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook page is ESPN Superstation, and of course, as you heard, you can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. How you been, man? Welcome back to the big state.
Appreciate it. I'm doing well. You know, I got a lot of time on my hands just to come kind of relax, so I decided to come back to the mainland and, you know, see some family and hang out for a little bit.
Have you heard your teammates who have been in the NFL a little bit longer, are they all doing something different? I know the expectations were to try and be still playing this week, but everybody handles it a little bit differently. Some of the guys, hell, you got, what, 9 guys were out at the Pro Bowl yesterday, mm-hmm. so they're trying to get home, and they enjoyed that. But is it different for the veterans than it is for the first and second year players?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a lot of the vets, they have homes, you know, all over the country, you know, wherever they're from, they got a house. So a lot of them, you know, go back with their family and do that, and you know, like a lot of guys, like you said, like JJ, Sue, all those kind of guys who I usually talk to and hang out with, they're in Hawaii right now, so I tried to get them both on the show, but obviously they're probably on a plane right now coming back, so it'd be a little hard for them to get an interview. But yeah, like, you know, young guys like me, you know, it's your first off season, you don't know what to do with yourself. All you know is you can get up as late as you want and go to bed as, you know, as late as you want. So it's different, you know. It's different from the regimen of the season, where you're getting up at 6:30 every single day. You're not getting done with work till about 5:30, and obviously the paychecks have stopped coming. So it's a little different. You have nothing to do, but you know, like I said, it's good, you know, time to come back here, hang out with family, hang out with my, you know, my mom's a teacher back in Cozad, so I went out and hung out with her kids for a while. So that was good, and you know, it's good to get the body, you know, give it some time off. So you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of this break, although I'm going to be bored out of my mind. But I'll have to get back to work here probably March.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie. I mean, let's face it, if you walked into any place in Lincoln, they're going to want some Jared Crick time, or any place in Cozad, or us here on the show. Does that pain in the ass yet? How's that work, or do you like when you only get to, I mean, how often do you get to see the Cozad kids? I mean, they look at you and go, oh, NFL player.
Well, the majority of the time I get overpicked by Levante, so whenever he's in town, nobody even notices me. But, you know, I stay loyal, you know, to the people who have been with me ever since high school. Like you and guys, I'd be happy to come on your show any time of the week, just because you've been with me throughout my whole career. So, and it's people like that who you've been loyal to, who have been loyal to you. I give them time all the time in the world. And like you said, my mom's kids, you know, those kids are great kids. That whole school is great. The whole, you know, everybody in Cozad's really been supportive of me. So I have no problem going back and sharing my time with them.
Yeah, you know, it got a little rough this year because we had to trade our favorite Huskers, you know, you and that kid from Loomis. We had to trade you guys in for a kicker. I mean, you know, it was Maher. It was all Maher this year, you know. So, and he's going to the NFL Combine and going to a skills competition. He's going to be on ESPN this week. Now we got to find a new Husker. I'm not sure who we should go for. Maybe A-Rod Rodriguez. I don't know who we're going to be finding. You got any suggestions for a new favorite Husker next year?
No. Yeah, you probably want to stick with the local crowd. I guess Maher's leaving, so I guess that's really, who else is from, you know, Western Nebraska?
Yeah, we're trying. We got some guys down there. We need to get, you know, we need to get Fife and Brockmeyer some snaps at quarterback. You know, maybe they come in there. But we're gonna. It's open. That's all I'm saying. Right now, the audition period is open, and it was pretty strenuous what we put you through. You know, your freshman season, just to see if you were up to the task. Did you pay attention to Big Red this year?
I did. You know, I followed them closely. Obviously, it was kind of hard to catch a couple of the games, being they play on Saturday, and, you know, our pregame routine is on Saturdays. So I caught all the games I could. You know, I wish it would have turned out a little better, you know, i.e. the Big Ten championship. But I think they had a pretty good season. You know, I don't really pay attention to recruiting. I never have. You know, you got to prove yourself on that team before people really start to recognize who you are. And so, you know, they got great coaches. They got a great coaching staff. And, you know, they're going to be ready to play. It's just you know, you're hoping that they're going to do it. So it's the game continues.
It's the Jared Crick Show here on this Monday on ESPN 1460 and 1550. I'm just glad to be back in as a co-host today, Doug Duda. Glad to have everybody with us on the show today. Answer a question, if you can, that every Husker fan keeps beating us over the head with, whether it's our radio show, anybody in the state, a paper. When you see somebody like the Ohio State game or like the Big Ten championship game, where it just seems like the run is going up the middle every single play for a touchdown, can you explain what's happening? Obviously, there's a missed assignment, but can you explain what's happening from since you've been in those shoes and you guys close those gaps?
You know, it's missed assignments and poor execution. And, you know, the games I did watch, you know, they did a lot of counter plays, which means they're pulling people, which it was definitely it's super hard on the defensive line because whenever they pull somebody, they're doubling somebody. So that kind of takes a defensive lineman out of the equation. You can be, you know, the best defensive lineman in the world. If you're getting double teamed by some pretty decent players, they're taking you out of the play. That's just how it is. So it's up to the linebackers, the secondary, to come in and fill the spots. And sometimes, you know, if it's offensive schemes is that good, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do. You just got to sit there and you got to, you know, hopefully that they can only get, you know, 1-2 yards instead of, you know, 7-8 first downs. So, you know, it's a lot of missed assignments. You know, obviously linebackers not filling their gaps, defensive linemen not staying in their gaps, secondary not filling their positions, but also execution. You know, if you're getting blown off the ball, it's not going to help your linebackers any if you're sitting in their lap. So it's not one certain, you know, phase of the defense that's failing. It's a group effort, you know, the why that happens sometimes. And not only does that happen in Nebraska, it happens all around football, and that's football in general. That's going to happen every now and then. But if you have, you know, errors and missed assignments, it's obviously not going to help you.
Is it hard to adjust to that in game?
Not really. You know, the first couple times, once you see it, you know, it might be a little different. Maybe you're not expecting it at first. Maybe they don't run that too much, so you're not really prepared for the kind of plays that they run. But, you know, the coaches down there at Nebraska, they know how to make adjustments, and it's your job as a player to make that adjustment and execute it. You know, a lot of people, you can say what they want about coaching and all that, but if you're, as a player, it's your job to go out there and execute the game plan, and if you're not doing that, you're not going to be winning very many games.
Jared Crick on the Jared Crick Show here on ESPN Radio on this final Monday in January, Super Bowl week. You got any products you got to pimp? I mean, everybody that goes down to New Orleans, I've got products they got to pimp. How about Jared Crick?
Not me. I stay pretty low key with the product and all that, so I don't have keep it where I don't have to worry about too much.
If you want to join us on the show today, you can email the program, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of talk about some football things that are going on out there that we're going to address about the injuries and about will football even be around as we know it. I'll be interested to get your take on that here in just a moment. But let's go to the phone lines here and welcome in our first guest here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Oh, wait a minute. It's not the Doug and Daddy Show anymore. It's the Jared Crick Show. And we welcome in Sean Callahan from Husker Online. Sean, welcome to the Jared Crick Show.
Hey, it's a pleasure. A guy that I have interviewed since he was in high school, he's interviewing me now. I didn't think this day would come, but Jared, welcome to the business.
The tables have turned, brother.
Jared wants to know why the hell he wasn't a five-star coming out of Cozad.
Hey, we had him up there. Jared had a ton of offers. I still go back to when Jared was a recruit. You really couldn't have had any more offers than what he had. I mean, he had Iowa, Iowa State, Nebraska, Kansas State, Colorado State, Wyoming. He basically had the pick of the region on where he could have went. So he was a pretty decorated recruit, especially when you consider he was outside Omaha and Lincoln.
Do you remember it that way?
Yeah. I mean, for a kid, you know, coming from Cozad, Nebraska, I thought I did pretty well for myself. And, you know, there's a lot of kids like that out in western Nebraska. So, you know, a lot of them get overlooked, and a lot of them, you know, turn out to do something and play well for the university. So, you know, I'm proud of. Yeah, I have no complaints about my recruiting or, you know, the choices I made.
Was there anybody else? Go ahead, Sean.
I got one story, too, about Crick I got to tell. When he was coming out, I said he was the best guy on that team in terms of prospects. And they had three really good guys. They had a running back named Eric Love, I believe his name was.
Yep.
And then Luke Pinkelman, who was a very decorated athlete as well, and then Drew Young the year before. And somebody actually sent me a piece of unmarked mail to my house saying that I don't know what I'm talking about, that Jared Crick is the best prospect on that team. He's not even the second or third best guy on that team. And I'd like to find that guy now where he's at. It's the only time I've ever got anything like that sent to my house, but he sent it to my old house unmarked with a return address. And I was always curious what person would actually send that to me, and I'd like to find that guy now.
Jim, you got enemies, man?
I guess so.
Good.
I got some haters out there.
Now, you've told us this, and this came out in a story, I think, maybe your senior year that not everybody knew. I mean, you weren't born and raised in Nebraska. You kind of moved in, what, your junior high year? You were from New Mexico. Can you remind the folks how that all kind of took place?
I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which, you know, a lot of people, like you say, think I was born in Cozad, been there my entire life, which there would be nothing wrong with that. Cozad's a great town, but it's just kind of like, like, well, I was born in Albuquerque, you see, and if you really want to know my story, you got to listen instead of just hear what other people say. But yeah, born in Albuquerque, my family and I moved to Denver at a young age. We lived there for a while. Then we moved to a town called Ogallala, Nebraska, lived there for a while. Then, seventh grade year, moved to Cozad and, you know, been there ever since.
Yeah, those other guys weren't too bad either, were they, Sean? I mean, outside of Drew's back injury, Eric won a national championship with the D2 down at Pittsburgh State. And then, of course, Pinkelman, outstanding track athlete for the Big Red.
Yeah, that's, I think what hurt that team was they hovered from B and C, if I remember right. And if they were C1, I think they probably would have won it that year. But then they moved. Weren't you guys Class B for your senior year,
yep.
Jared? Even when I was down in McCook, even some guys in McCook a couple years ago said that Cozad team was way more talented than we were. We were lucky to get by those guys in that playoff game. So that really is one of the more talented teams you're going to see, especially when you look at the enrollment being maybe one of the smallest Class B schools that year.
Mm-hmm.
You rattled off a bunch of schools there, Sean. You rattled off a bunch of schools that I think Nebraska still was the best of that whole crop of schools. Non-bordering states look at these smaller kids from Nebraska, smaller school kids from Nebraska?
You know, it's changed a lot, even from when Jared was a recruit to now. I think when Dan McCarney was at Iowa State, they really actively recruited Nebraska. And you don't see them come in near as much as they used to just because of, I don't know if they have the coaching contacts that they used to have in the state. Iowa had a little more cachet, because they were winning a little bit more back then, but they still come in here and recruit pretty heavily. Iowa, in fact, offered Mike Schaaf after his sophomore year. I mean, they were the first team to offer him, and they pulled his offer after the injuries and stuff, but they've been known to come in and offer guys pretty early. Charlie Weiss, when he was at Notre Dame, he offered Trevor Robinson first before Nebraska did, and then Michigan followed suit and whatnot. But you don't see near as many teams coming in here anymore because I think the walk-on program scared away a lot of teams. They think a lot of kids just want to go to Nebraska. So Nebraska has done a pretty good job of slow playing a lot of guys and waiting and waiting and waiting. And they're getting some pretty good players that probably should have been offer guys to some Division I teams that are walking on now, mainly because other teams say, well, if Nebraska doesn't offer this guy and we're Iowa or we're Kansas State, maybe he's not that good. And so I think Nebraska, the fact that they kind of wait on a lot of in-state guys, has maybe hurt some other in-state kids from getting other scholarship opportunities that we've seen in past years.
We're here on the Jared Crick Show with Sean Callahan. Jared, were there other offers from a top 20 type of school? I don't know if it's an SEC school or a Notre Dame or a Pac-12 school. I mean, at least some contact that you even considered?
I had committed the summer and going into my senior year, so I didn't really get recruited too long before I had committed to Nebraska. But so I didn't really, all the rest of the stuff went through my head coach, Ron Bubach, and he had told me that, University of Texas had called a Texas school, but no offer, obviously, because I had committed. They just wanted to see if, my commit was hard and if I was staying, with Nebraska, which obviously I was. So, it was mainly everything I got, the mail I got was from, those schools that Sean had mentioned. But, if I would have, I don't know what had happened if I would have, waited it out a little longer, if, some other schools would have came in. But like I said, I'm glad I had picked Nebraska, and, I have no regrets.
Sean, what about what happened with Nebraska over the weekend for this year's class?
Well, it was an interesting weekend. On Friday, they had 24 commits, and here on Monday, they're at 22. Dominic Walker was the first guy. He took a secret visit to Auburn. He's an Orlando wide receiver. Didn't tell Nebraska. In fact, informed the world of his visit on Twitter to Auburn, and that's how Nebraska found out about it. Well, then Nebraska went in the home on Monday, and he said he's 100% committed to Nebraska. Well, then Tuesday, he bashed Nebraska in an interview and saying Nebraska negative recruited him and said that why would you want to go to Auburn, yada, yada, yada. And then he reneged those words and said, I didn't say those things. They were taken out of context. Well, eventually he said, yeah, I did say those things, and they're true. Well, Bo Pelini pulled his offer on Friday, even before he made his announcement again, and said, I'm going to make your choice pretty easy for you. You don't have an offer from Nebraska anymore. Best of luck to you. You're going to need it, which Jared knows, Coach Pelini. You could almost hear Bo Pelini saying those words, especially the you're going to need it. I could just hear him saying that. So he's gone, and he's a good player, obviously. He had a lot of teams in the South, but There was just a lot of pressure for him to stay in the South, I think, and at the end of the day, that won out. And then Marcus McWilson visited Kentucky this weekend, and he is no longer a commit to Nebraska, but he's still considering Nebraska. Vince Merrow, Nebraska's grad assistant, left Nebraska to go to Kentucky. And usually the unwritten rule is when you leave a school, you don't mess with your old boss's guys. And what's made this an interesting dynamic is Vince and Mark Stoops played high school football and high school basketball with Bo at Cardinal Mooney. So they're all very close. And I think this has definitely kind of maybe put a little stress in that friendship with those guys, with Marcus's recruitment and Kentucky really pursuing him pretty heavily. Courtney Love stayed committed to Nebraska, but Marcus, looks like he'll probably flip to Kentucky, but Terry Joseph's going to go in the home this week and try to seal it or try to help Nebraska, keep him. I don't feel that confident about where that's at right now, though.
All right. As we wrap things up here on the Jared Crick Show, Jared, do you have any questions, more questions for Sean about what he does? Because he's going to be a daddy. And every time you got a daddy coming along, I thought maybe you got some questions, personal or professional for him.
Oh, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, my wife is actually from Kearney, so probably some of her family is listening right now.
Excellent.
Oh, I didn't blow that, did I, Sean?
No. It's Facebook public now.
Crick might want to get into your line of work here in about 10, 12 years. You got a spot for him?
Yeah, well, maybe. You never know. I'll tell you, with the NCAA rule changes, the scouting departments are going to get a lot bigger at colleges. So Jared might have a job in the scouting departments or something, but I'm sure he wants to be playing in the NFL for another 10 or 12 years and get that NFL pension and come back to the Tri-City area as a rich NFL veteran.
Well, that would be excellent, but in this league, you never know. So I'm up for watching a lot of film.
Hey, before we let you go, Sean, Jared, was there ever, I want to put this in a broad circumstance here, a broad thing, because kids are coming in for visits all the time while you guys are playing. Some of them you're expected to host. Was there ever a guy you went to coach and said, we need to work with this kid a little bit if he does come here?
Honestly, I never had much reaction with the recruits. Obviously, you'd see him and you'd have to say hello and that kind of thing, which is no problem, especially if they're, committed to Nebraska. If they're true commits to Nebraska, and they're going to be one of your future teammates, you have no problem going up there and making them feel welcome, because the worst thing as a freshman is coming in and, not knowing what to expect. You want to have a friendly face on the team from day one. And if you have that, that can make a career. Obviously, when I, in my case in Houston, going in, I knew JJ from the beginning. I had a bunch of guys who were, super friendly to me from the get-go, which made me feel more at home and made me, kind of relish in that environment. And the same thing goes for college. You have a guy who you can look up to and who's not going to just harass you. So it's a lot easier. But, as far as guys who decommit, I really don't have any respect for those guys, but I know if you're in and out with your commitment, which is to me is your word. If you commit, you're giving your word, you're going to go play. If you decommit, Coach Bo doesn't want those kind of guys anyway. So it's kind of a thing that if Coach Bo's all right with him leaving, then it's obviously all right with everybody else. But the only guy I had to host when I was at Nebraska was Timmy Marlowe, and he was pretty quiet, pretty chill, so we got along great.
Sean, anything else before we let you go?
One thing about recruiting is, Ross Ells said it best, 95% of these guys are signed basically and delivered and ready to go, but it's the 5%, the one or two guys every year that shop around and do what's going on right now with Dominic Walker and Marcus McWilson that get all the headlines. It just happens that way. But in all reality, 90-95% of Nebraska's class is in the bag right now. They do have a full allotment of 26. They have 26 available scholarships, so if they don't fill up all 26, you'll probably see some guys like Jake Long, the tight end, or even Andy Janovich, the fullback, get a scholarship, which I think both those guys are in pretty good shape to get one for next year as it stands right now, if I had a guess.
We're asking all the guests this week who they got in the Super Bowl Sunday. Who you got, Sean?
I got the Niners. I'm a Chiefs fan, and I love Jim Harbaugh, the way he coaches, the way his teams play, even when he was at Stanford. Jim Harbaugh wanted Rex Burkhead really bad. I don't know if people know that story, but I was thinking about that. Imagine if Harbaugh had Rex Burkhead and Andrew Luck in that backfield the last couple of years. That would have been a pretty fun team to watch at Stanford, too. But I just like his style. When I watch Kaepernick, he reminds me a little of Taylor Martinez. Just the way he's obviously a lot bigger and taller, but the way he runs, you see a little Martinez in him with that style, with the pistol and how they use him. And I just think the Niners are a really talented team. When you look at the receivers they have, the tight end they have, the running backs, they're really built to win this thing. And you know, if they're able to get Kaepernick going, it's going to be tough for them to lose that game.
That's the kind of stuff, because now Sean Callahan's saying that in three seasons, Taylor Martinez will be quarterbacking in the Super Bowl. So I'm just, you know, there it is, Sean Callahan with his insight here on the Jared Crick Show. Hey, Sean, thanks for the time, and again, congratulations, man.
Hey, thanks, guys, and good talking to you, Jared, and glad to hear everything is going well for you, buddy.
Appreciate that, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys.
Sean Callahan here on the Jared Crick Show on this Monday here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along. Get that out on the tweet, Jeff. Taylor Martinez is Colin Kaepernick via Sean Callahan.
Bold prediction.
Will do.
We're going to take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth and back with more on the Jared Crick Show right after this.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fancy players, juicy burgers, and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Saddle up for big flavor. The smoky Chipotle chicken and cheese is the featured $5 footlong of January. This succulent Southwestern beauty is filled with juicy grilled chicken, melted bubbly cheese, and a kick of Chipotle Southwest sauce. Get it made just the way you say. Try it with fiery jalapenos or any of your favorite veggies on toasty flatbread. This January only, the Chipotle chicken and cheese joins our many $5 footlongs. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
It's dollar-stretching deals time at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're cutting prices on top-quality products to help make sure you and your car don't end up broke. Save more on the products you need during the dollar-stretching deals sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Copycat Printing in downtown Kearney, a full-service print shop and copy center. And Copycat Printing has expanded to help customers needing vehicle, trailer, and building wraps. Trade show booths and displays, retractable banner stands, and indoor-outdoor full-color banners and posters. Copycat Printing creates high-quality, unique, and eye-catching products to promote your business or your special event. Online at kearneycopycat.com or visit them in downtown Kearney. Print it and promote it with Copycat Printing.
Painting the interior of your home can be fun, except when removing wallpaper is involved. Rust-Oleum Zinsser's DIF Gel Wallpaper Stripper, available at Hardware Hank, can make removing wallpaper easy. The ready-mixed, odorless, non-drip blue gel clings to vertical surfaces while staying wet, which allows easy removal of unwanted wallpaper. Visit your nearest Hardware Hank today for Rust-Oleum Zinsser's DIF Gel Wallpaper Stripper.
Areas of dense fog linger across the area today. Otherwise, we'll see some breaks of sun possible this afternoon, with a high up around 50. Winds turn to the southeast. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 36.
Great show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I am former host Doug Duda. You've made it through the first half of the show almost already, your first day. How's it going?
I'm surviving.
Houston Texans. What the hell happened in the last month of the season?
I don't know. It was just a bunch of bad things. Just kind of things didn't go our way at the end of the year. And obviously, you know, we lost to Minnesota. They're a good team. Obviously, they're a playoff team. And I think that kind of deflated our balloon a little bit. And obviously the next week up in Indianapolis, we lost that. And that's a game I thought we all thought we should have won. And Came back Cincinnati, played strong, you know, played strong defensively, and we thought we had a good thing going up in New England. And, you know, Tom Brady, he was just on fire, and, you know, that's a good Patriots team up there.
All right, tell me what it's like, because we've had a chance to ask a couple of guys this before. I mean, you grew up watching these guys win Super Bowls. All of a sudden, you're trying to tackle them. What's that like?
It's pretty surreal. You know, my first regular season game was against the Dolphins, and the first guy I had to go against was Jake Long. And obviously, you know, he was first. I think he was the first pick in the draft, wasn't he?
Yeah, first pick.
So, and then they had Reggie Bush, who was the first guy I tackled. He was my first stat. So after that game, it was kind of, okay, I'm in this business now. I belong here. And, you know, I got to do whatever I have to do to stay in this business and succeed. So after that first game, it was kind of – it was cool to see guys, you know, you watch, you know, growing up and who you idolize. And now you're playing against them. So that was pretty cool. But now I got a year under my belt. So it's I'm on the same tier as those guys.
We talked to you about midway through the season. I think it might have been it was your bye week coming off around Buffalo, but Chicago, Detroit. Stat-wise, your best game was Detroit. Obviously, there'd be reasons why you would have some extra motivation in that ball game. Was that your best game?
Yeah, I think so. Up in Detroit, like you said, I know we'd be going against Sue and Van den Bosch, and you know, it's kind of a thing in the league where, you know, you want to impress the guys you played with, and you want to play hard, and you know, those guys do the same. So, and it's kind of, I don't know if it's just a Nebraska thing or it's all around, probably all around, but whenever you're playing against another Nebraska guy, you definitely want to show out and show them that, you know, what you're doing with yourself. So and you know, Detroit, you know, I played a lot that game, so it was a good day for us. Obviously, we got the win, which is most important. So close win. So field goal I think it was second overtime or something like that.
That's all that matters, man. You used the word impressive, and I don't know, since you just kind of got back to the state here recently, you probably haven't heard about one of the most impressive things that's probably ever happened in the history of sports broadcasting. Before you took over the show, it was called the Doug and Daddy Show, and it had a pretty good run. You know, there's some pretty cool things on there. But at the beginning of each like sports season, baseball, football, basketball, we make our preseason predictions. We've never hit one of them. No one's ever hit one of them until this year.
Ooh.
Baltimore has it all, and I've been riding their coattails for a long, long time, and I'm going to take somehow them to beat the darlings of Houston and New England. They've got to fall apart sometimes. So I'm going to take Baltimore, although, boy, if Peyton gets you into the playoffs, then they're going to be good enough to go to the Super Bowl. And in the NFC, there's no way I can take the Packers. I'm going to take, as much as I hate this, I'm going to take the 49ers against Baltimore and the brothers coach against each other in the Super Bowl, and I'm going to take the experience with Baltimore to win the Super Bowl over the 49ers.
That was September 5th, and then the day just got better because the Cowboys won that night, our team. And, of course, now Houston is now our 1A team. And when I say our, it was still Daddy back at the time. But have you ever heard of anything quite as amazing is that?
That's either an awesome prediction or that was recruited about 5 hours ago.
I would like to say we had that much, you know, talent around here to throw something together like that. First time ever been right on anything on this show as far as a prediction goes. So
that's sweet. I mean, we'll see if you can go 100%. You got the two teams, right? We'll see if the Ravens can pull it off.
Yeah, and they're 4 or 5 point underdogs. So hey, pull up Houston's schedule for next year. I know we don't know the exact dates, but as I looked at that, you're coming to Kansas City. I think you play Dallas, don't you? I think
I haven't even seen
and Denver. I know you're coming up to Kansas City, so you're going to get a chance to at least play a little bit closer to home. Mm-hmm. And I scanned here. I don't think you really had that chance this past season. Minnesota would have been the. How many times did you get to see some people that was family members or teammates or just friends that got to come watch you play this year?
Denver was the closest game that we played this year. So
at Denver.
Yep, had a couple family members come, so which is cool. I got to see them for a little bit after the game. And you know, obviously the games in Houston that my family can make it, I'll obviously see them after that. But yeah, there was, you know, slim pickings for, you know, coming to see games if you want to drive. Otherwise, you know, you got to fly out, and a lot of places you don't really want to. I know my parents wouldn't really want to go out to New England, New York, that kind of thing. That's a pretty penny to make it out there. So, you know, next year, you know, Kansas City, that's an awesome opportunity to hopefully a couple, you know, people from around here can go watch that. And obviously I should be getting a lot more PT next year, being I have a year under my belt. So, that'd be awesome. We'll have to see what else comes up.
Well, speaking of playing time, do you already know a couple of guys that might be moving on contract-wise, or it's retirement time, or do you have any idea on how many of the guys that were on your line this year will be back next year?
Well, obviously, everybody keeps their stability private, but one guy whose contract's up is Sean Cody. And, he's been in 8 years, doesn't know if he wants to retire, keep playing. It's just kind of – a lot of it is dictated by, the general manager, the front office, of what choices you have to make. And, we'd love to have him back. And, he's not only a great football player, but he's awesome in the meeting room. He's awesome on the field. He's, just a great guy, funny guy, and, just a great person to be around. So it's hard to say. It's obviously up to the coaches, the general, front office, and the guy himself. So, but other than that, Antonio's got one more year in his contract. JJ's locked up for a while. So our core is going to be there, for the next couple of years. It's just kind of, what Sean wants to do. And, hopefully, like I said, we all love him. We hope he comes back.
The Jared Crick Show here on ESPN Radio. I was going to ask, or we pull up the schedule here. Games that are on the road, besides Kansas City, you get to go to exotic places like Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee, San Diego, Arizona, San Francisco, and to Baltimore, who could be the world champ. Well, you're playing both the Super Bowl teams on the road next year, San Francisco and Baltimore.
That's all right. We beat them both this year at our house, so it'd be a big fun fun trip, I think.
Jared Crick Show, and folks, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, but we want to let you know that if you're getting ready to do some work out in the field this spring, it's time to maybe put it. You're just tired of repairing your old pivot system. Why would you keep repairing something that's not going to work for you? If you've got constant hassles with your electrically powered pivot irrigation system, and if you're wondering if there's a better choice, well, for Dan Mercer and his gang near Gibbon, the choice is simple. 7 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems are on his land. He says, when spring comes around, I hit the button and they work. Can't do any better than that. Discover the T&L difference just like Dan and the Mercers did. See your local T&L dealer today or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. TLIRR.com. Put more money in your pockets because T&L irrigation systems are proven technology that works. More on the Jared Crick Show right after this.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Businesses from startups to Fortune 500 share a common trait. They're intentional. They focus on success and don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it and includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and a state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention me when you call, get 2 months free. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
Let's start a movement to lighten our impact. It starts with REPREVE, a fiber that contains recycled plastic bottles. And it really gets going when you choose a fleece beanie, a jacket, even a pair of pants made from REPREVE. So let's get everyone
to recycle plastic bottles,
buy recycled products,
and join our green movement on Facebook.
That's REPREVE, REPREVE.
Together, we can make a better world.
Because there's no I in REPREVE.
REPREVE, it's what's in it. Proud recycling partner, X Games Aspen 20.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of dense fog linger across the area today. Otherwise, we'll see some breaks of sun possible this afternoon with a high up around 50. Winds turn to the southeast. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 36.
It's the Jared Crick Show here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Glad you're along with us on this Monday of the Super Bowl. Here was our poll question over the weekend at ESPNSuperstation.com. What should the NFL do with the Pro Bowl? 55% of you say keep it as it is. 25% said keep it but change the format. 20% said get rid of it. It's amazing that there was probably as much scoring last night, and they actually seem to have tried harder. As JJ said, look, I'm trying. I'm bleeding. Look at this. I'm out there trying. You got any thoughts, Jared, on the Pro Bowl?
I think you got to keep it. I mean, it's motivation for, you know, guys like who are in the league, guys like me who, you know, you can put that on your belt, you know, when it's all said and done. You can say, yeah, I made, you know, one Pro Bowl, two Bowls, how many Pro Bowls? So, I mean, obviously it's not obviously, you know, super competitive, but, you know, you got a lot of guys who don't want to get hurt at the end of the year and, you know, really mess up their offseason, especially if they're a free agent. But I think you just got to have it, you know. It's just one of those things that's always been there, and I think it's got to be there. But that's just my opinion.
If you've got a question for Jared on the Jared Crick Show today, give us an email. Give us a Facebook, as we said, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or Facebook at ESPNSuperstation. Our poll question for today, which Jared Crick accomplishment is the most impressive? I think you should have added hosting the Jared Crick Show on here. But the three that the staff has put together here, NFL draft pick, second team Associated Press All-American, or Nebraska's single-game record for sacks and tackle for losses, which came at Baylor. 5 sacks, 7 tackles for losses. What's the most impressive Jared Crick accomplishment, Jared Crick? Is it one of those three, or is it another one?
You know, honestly, there's not really one. Obviously, you know, 5 sacks at Baylor was pretty sweet. But I think the biggest accomplishment was just, you know, coming from a town like Cozad where no one really expects too much out of you athletically and, you know, being where I'm at now. You know, I'm hoping that a lot of young kids can see that it's definitely possible to come out of Nebraska, do well, and, you know, make it to, you know, either the National Football League or Major League Baseball, whatever you, in whatever sport you play. I just wanted to, you know, make it known that it is possible if you work hard enough, and hopefully, you know, it reached down to a lot of these young kids who obviously have dreams to do that, but now they know it's you know, they can look at me and see that it's possible. So I think that's probably the biggest accomplishment in my eyes.
What do they have for you? A lot is required off the field, whether you're in college, standout, or whether you're a professional athlete. How much of your time has been so far? I mean, I know it's just 1 year, but has your time been used in other aspects of Houston?
Yeah, and as a rookie, we're required to do a lot of community service things, which, you know, none of us have a problem with. It's fun to go out and hang out with, you know, YMCA kids and just spend the day with them in the park, or, you know, we went to what they call Academy down there, which is a sports shop. And, you know, you get a group of kids and you get to take them Christmas shopping, and that's really cool. Just, you know, how grateful those kids are, you know, for what you do for them, and just, you know, how just interaction with, you know, the kids, the young population in Houston's definitely it's a joy. And, you know, it's definitely, I'm glad to be a part of that.
Difference between a regular workout in the NFL and a daily practice in Lincoln, besides there being about 3 times as many guys running around the field or the practice field in Lincoln?
The focus is about the same, if not the same. The intensity as far as physicality, and in the league it's a little cut back because you don't want to hurt your guys. You only have 50 some guys on the roster and only 40 that suit up. So you definitely can't have one of your guys going down. So, you know, practices are still intense. They're just not as physical as in college, where I remember it'd be at the end of the season, we'd still be going full pads, you know, and hitting each other. So it's a little, the focus, the mental part of it's more in the league, but the physical part is definitely more in college.
Now, as we always do with guests or new hosts of this show, we take a look and do a little back. I'm going through the Husker press guide from this last year, and there's your picture talking to Bo, senior day. Unfortunately, that was the stocking cap and sweats and mm-hmm. just watching the ball game. It's been about a year and a half ago. What's different about Jared Crick today than that guy that was getting some final words from Coach Pelini?
Definitely, I have a broader outlook on not just my career, but life in general. Obviously, as a senior, had the injury, got my senior year taken away from me. The whole reason I came back was just to spend another year with my teammates and with Coach Bo, and to not be able to do that was crushing. And going through the rehab and everything leading up to the combine, just all the preparation that I had to do leading up to this year, definitely gave me a broader outlook on life, how hard you got to work to get what you want. And that was definitely a thing of adversity for me, and I definitely think I'm a stronger person for it.
The Jared Crick Show, last 6 months or so, we've kind of had rotating co-hosts on the former show, and I guess they just keep popping in here because they didn't know about the big change. Spencer Schubert, NTV, former co-host of the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to the Jared Crick Show.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate it. It's not many chances when you say, I got replaced by an NFL football player. So, I'm kind of high on the pine when that happens. So, it sounds good. I'm just worried for you, Doug.
I'm out.
I mean, after today, I think the posters are down. Doug and Daddy, all these pictures. See ya.
Yeah, see, we got Peyton Manning back there. We got some MMA guys. We got Darren Erstad. We got Gordon. They're gone. Yeah, I've been waiting for the Houston Texans jersey to arrive.
Yeah,
so we can
autographed,
hang it in here
on the white.
I'm guessing
white
it'll
numbers.
Happen now.
Right,
it'll probably be here now.
He's smiling. That's either a smile of you wish or he's got to call the equipment manager. One of the two.
They said rookies only get two jerseys, home one and away one.
That's true.
They have to wash it themselves.
Ah, man.
You got any questions for the Jared Crick Show?
Well, I'd say my number one question would be, when, and I might have missed this earlier, but I got to ask, when was the welcome to the NFL moment for you? When did you go, I'm in the show? How cool is that?
Obviously, my welcome to the NFL moment, we kind of discussed it before, it was my first regular season game. I didn't really have one of those where I just got lit up and, blindsided, and I was like, oh, God, that guy's tough. I didn't have anything like that. But just being in the atmosphere in Houston for obviously week one was pretty cool for me. And getting my first tackle was a big accomplishment in my eyes. And, I was excited after that. But I'd say that was my one thing. But I know a lot of guys who obviously have got their bell rung, and that was the time that they realized that, this is the big leagues now.
And, everybody talks about the speed of the NFL, that everything's just so much faster. I mean, on the line, do you see that? I mean, you might see it at the skill positions. Do you see that up in the trenches? And also a second part to that is, who was the guy you went up against that you were just like, whew, this is different?
The speed on the line is definitely a lot faster. Probably not as much as the skill position because, you got guys running 4.2 on the edge now. So, and the thing about the league is you're not going against kids your age. You're going against grown men with kids who are fighting to provide for their family. So it's one of those things where they know all the little tricks of the game, and you're just a rookie, and you're just trying to, do your part. And these guys have been doing it for years and years and years. So they're pros, and you're trying to, get to that point, get to that level. And the one guy that I went against who really surprised me, his name's Marshall Yanda. He plays for the Baltimore Ravens, actually. And he's not a tall guy. You don't really expect him to. Obviously, he's a built guy, but he's not super tall. So I'm thinking I'm 6'5". I'm looking over him. This guy can't be that tough. Well, he comes off the ball pretty hard, and I held my own against him. So, but he's obviously a Pro Bowler. Obviously not making it because he's going to the Super Bowl. So, a great player, and he's the one guy that's like, geez, I'm in the league now.
And Spencer, as Jared did bring it up here on the Jared Crick Show, every time you come on and you are officially the host or the co-host, we have to delve in, to your personal life. So, Sean's married, having a kid. Spencer's engaged. Do we need to know anything about you?
I'm just doing me for a while.
The ladies' man.
You don't have to take care of anything but yourself right now. Is that what you're saying?
No marriage yet, no engagement yet. I'm still young in my eyes. Still got a lot of things I want to accomplish before I get there. But you never know what'll happen.
Did you have to buy any steaks? Any veterans take you out and make you pay for their stuff?
Yeah, every Thursday we go out as a defensive line, front seven, and you know every week everybody, you know, someone else will buy. And when it came to my turn, it was a, you know, they didn't hammer me as much as they did our first rounder, but you know, it was kind of one of those things where it's like, geez, did you really have to run it up? But it's one of those things that everybody has to do, so you got to suck it up and just enjoy it.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, Jared Crick Show continuing here on ESPN Radio. How is Sue doing?
Last time I talked to him, made the Pro Bowl, doing well, got his bonus for that, so he's obviously pretty happy about that. And, you know, life's going well. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't really have the year they wanted to have, so that's kind of a downer. But, you know, he's Sue. He's making a lot of money playing the game he loves. So, and now coming back from Hawaii, that can't be too shabby. So I'm sure the next time I'll talk to him, he'll be pretty happy.
All right. Do you get to come back in anymore? I mean, I don't know. Now that it's Jared Crick Show, he may not need any co-host.
Yeah, if you want me to come in Thursday, I think I could still pop in for a little bit. But, you know, if you are going to start, you know, having Watt on and, you know, Kubiak and bring those guys, you know, that's understandable if you want to fly those guys up here. But,
weekly segment with
right?
Bo.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you got Bo on the cell phone, right? So, I mean, I understand if you don't have time for us lowly local media types, but I think I could sneak in Thursday.
Do you talk to, I guess I'm curious, do you talk to Bo? Did you talk to Bo at all this season besides maybe when you attended a game?
I didn't talk to Bo actually when I came back. I wanted to, but we didn't make it back in time, you know, for the pregame and all that kind of stuff. But I did text him once this year, and that was when he had his little illness or, you know,
episode,
whatever.
Yeah.
So I just texted him, said, hope you're all right, you know, wishing the best for you and good luck and everything. And, you know, he said, you know, thanks for everything, you know, keep playing hard and we'll be watching you. So hopefully, you know, when I go back to train with the younger guys here come March, you know, we'll be able to sit down. I'll be able to talk to not only him, but, you know, JP and all those guys. So it'll be good. I'll probably get back in touch with them come March.
Okay, I'm going to need that number.
If you could just say it over the air right now.
Wait, Bo's cell phone.
Bo Pelini's cell phone is 402.
Hey, it's the Jared Crick Show. We need to take a break. Spencer, thanks for dropping in. I'll probably never see you again.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, I appreciate the fine.
Jared Crick Show continues after this on ESPN Radio.
Refirm weight loss for every reason.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss pills and promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the breakthrough weight loss product for men and women only at Complete Nutrition. Listen to what this doctor said about Refirm.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store today and get a free Refirm consult while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, consult your Complete Nutrition pro to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, presents Guyology. Chapter 12, Kung Fu. All guys know Kung Fu, but don't try us. Every guy's just one
hi-ya!
Away from unleashing his leopard fists of fury. Guys live their lives a little differently, and we get it. We're Sport Clips, where guys get an awesome haircut while watching sports on TV. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Visit sportclips.com for the location nearest you and MVP it.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
It's conference basketball tournament action this week on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament can be heard Monday and Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9. Tonight, the Axtell SEM girls at 6, Amherst-Wilcox-Hildreth at 7:30. Boys on Tuesday, Amherst-Axtell at 6 and Elm Creek-Loomis at 7:30. The semifinals and finals Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are here on ESPN. And the Lou Platte Conference Tournament Thursday, Friday, and Saturday can be heard on Classic Hits 98.9.
Areas of dense fog linger across the area today. Otherwise, we'll see some breaks of sun possible this afternoon with a high up around 50. Winds turn to the southeast. Tonight, we'll head back to a low of 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 36.
The Jared Crick Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or you can go online, thinkmidway.com, see the entire inventory, whether it's a new vehicle like a Ram, 47 Rams on stock, up to $8,400 off, about a 2013 Dodge Durango. Maybe you're wanting to look for a little Chrysler 200. They've got the 2013s on the lot. Also at the Chevrolet Buick Cadillac lot, because that's all the Crick goes. You're going big end with caddies. 2013 Chevy Equinox or a Chevy Cruze, Chevy Silverado. Save extra money from the factory. The dealerships here are always hassle-free at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We tried to find some special guests for this show, and like we said, we had all had it all lined up for the Levante David show, but he had to cancel at the last minute. So once again, always coming through, our man Houston Texan Jared Crick on the Jared Crick Show, and from his humble beginnings all the way back at Cozad High School, we welcome to the Jared Crick Show Coach Ron Bubach. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Nice to be on the show, and it's great to hear from Crick.
Well, you know, it's just it's an amazing show. You can say that you were one of the first guests on the Jared Crick Show, and I know that has to be one of the things that'll go on your wall of fame, one of your lifelong accomplishments.
Well, yeah, no doubt I should be the first one to enter in on the Jared Crick Show, no doubt about it. I wouldn't expect anything less, right, Crick?
There you go.
Well, let's start with you, Coach. We talked a little bit about recruiting earlier in the show and how that process went and how that was such a special couple, 3 years there. I mean, that you had Crick and Love and Young and Pinkelman, and those years were pretty amazing, and you had a lot of kids that were getting a lot of talent. Take us through that time at Cozad, what it was like besides just coaching football.
Well, we got to meet a lot of people that are great coaches at a lot of D1 schools, and people that, you know, you only see on TV, so got to talk to a lot of them. And the actual recruiting process as a high school football coach can be at times can get in the way of what you're trying to do with your program. Now, off season's great, no problem, and when they come in during off season, but a lot of times during the season, they can be a little bit distracting and distracting to what you want to accomplish. And of course, when we had those three guys, you know, we have a pretty good football team. So I guess a lot of the times, as I look back on it, it was a lot of fun to have that, because you don't have that every year. But at that time, you're just trying to make a football team be the best they can be. So you got your own job to do, but you still want those kids to have all the opportunities past high school as possible.
So give me a Jared Crick story, because then I'm going to ask Jared Crick to give me a Ron Bubach story.
Okay, my Jared Crick story a lot of times has always been, we were coming back from a football game at Broken Bow, and back then we just got our new bus, and so we could watch the game film on the bus on the way home, and Crick was out for a pass. We ended up completing a pass to Mitch Zook, who was a little bit shorter pass to Mitch than Jared was, and Jared peeled back as Mitch turned upfield. Jared blocked this kid from Broken Bow, and I'm telling you what, it was one of those, the feet swing up in the air and you land flat on your back, and it was a great block. I mean, it was just great. Well, we're watching that on film. When it comes up, the whole bus obviously goes, ooh. And I turned around, he was behind my shoulder, and I turned around. I said, "Nice hit, Crick." And Crick looked at me and said, "That's what I do."
More than once. Okay, you got a Ron Bubach story for us?
I got a couple. The best one's just, winning games. There's no better feeling than winning football games. And definitely when the team's winning, the coach is happy. When the coach is happy, the players are happy. So, we had a lot of fun as my 4 years in Cozad with Coach Bubach. And, it was a great ride. And obviously we had a great team. And, it was just a lot of fun. I had a great high school career. There's just moments that, you wouldn't trade for anything.
Any disciplinary stories, Coach Bubach?
Not with Jared. No, he was great. You know, he is what you see. His motor is running all the time. There's no time that you have to motivate. He was into football all the time, and he was just a great athlete and somebody that's special. You know, that I got matched up with him and could coach with him, but. That story of that's what I do, that's what he always did. No matter what level it's at, that's how he goes.
What's Jared's success meant to Cozad?
Well, I think it's a long line of tradition. I mean, this is a small Class B, C1 school that has had, Dishman has played in the pros. We've had quite a few Nebraska kids be represented by Cozad Haymakers, and Jared's just the next in line, and right now the one that's active. So, and we're very, very proud of him, and we hope to, here at Cozad, I hope they keep that tradition, but sometimes you have to step back and go, wow, just for one school to have somebody playing on Sundays of our size happens, once every 50 years or so, and if you take a look at Bertrand, their big claim to fame is Big Daddy, but actually, I was going to tell the story that I coached against Big Daddy, and I'm telling you what, Crick was a little bit bigger sized kid, but believe it or not, Big Daddy was a good football player, played at Bertrand, and those you can liken those two in a lot of different ways, because Big Daddy had quite a motor that run too when he played. But I think it's just special that we have a guy that we can say, is from our hometown and playing on Sundays. And it was special for me to get letters from all kinds of NFL teams about Jared Crick. I mean, not too many Nebraska high school coaches get to look at those letters and sign those letters about their character and whatnot. So, Crick's been pretty special, and the whole town's proud of him. And here at the school, we're obviously very, very proud. And I guess as a football coach and a retired football coach, Jared's one of my claims to fame. I don't think I made him what he is. He made him what he is. But at least I got to coach him, and so I coach somebody that's in the NFL. So I think that's pretty neat.
Jared, anything for Coach Bubach?
They got one question. Who's better looking, me or Daddy?
Oh, that by far, Jared, you got more chicks than Big Daddy did. I mean, Big Daddy really had to work at it and everything. I mean, that guy really had to put on a show to get a girl to talk to him. Jared, all you had to do was sit there and watch, and they came to you.
I hope he's listening.
I'll tell you what, Coach Bubach, Ron, they are very quick here, because I already have an email that has arrived at the store or at the show here, the new Jared Crick Show, co-signed by the Bertrand School Board and Bertrand Chamber of Commerce, not knowing of what you speak. So disavowing any knowledge of that graduate.
Yeah, that's exactly. They've wiped their hands clean, haven't they? I am getting older, so maybe I got the town mixed up. But I'm sure Loomis would get mad if I placed him there.
Ron, thanks for giving us some time here on the Jared Crick Show, and enjoy the rest of the week. And who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I like the Baltimore Ravens. I think they beat the best team in Houston, and so I was a Texan fan. I'm cheering for my boy Crick, and since they got beat by Baltimore, or ended up Baltimore represented the AFC, I'm going with Baltimore.
Coach, thanks for the time, man, and enjoy. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, you Coach. Bet.
Thanks, guys.
That is great. Ron Bubach, Cozad head football coach, former coach of Jared Crick. So there you go. Always a special bond. Take me before we go into this. Do we got another break or are we done?
We're done.
Good Lord. Time just flies. Coach Bubach, Coach Pelini, Coach Kubiak. I'm guessing the least interaction is probably with Coach Kubiak, wasn't it? Because you're more into a position coach there, but was there any similarities between these three guys?
All three definitely have, obviously, a love for football, and that's the biggest thing. You can't be in this business, whether it be middle school, NFL, no matter what. You can't be coaching football if you don't absolutely love it. You don't want to put, you know, your heart and soul into it. And all those guys did that. You know, Coach Bubach, he's more hands-on with us, and, you know, he taught us, you know, the formalities of football and how to play the game. And, you know, you get to college, you know, and you're obviously with D-line coach more than you are with Coach Bo, but Coach Bo still see he has a little more say in what happens. And then once you get to the league, Coach Kubiak, he has all, you know, complete faith in you as a player and in the coaches who are coaching you. So, you know, they're all great coaches. They all love what they do. They're all good at what they do. And obviously they spend, you know, their time preparing, you know, young men like myself to play the game and play it right. So, you know, all of them had an impact on my success, and I can't thank, you know, them enough for what they've done for me.
Final minutes of the Jared Crick Show. I feel like I've been hogging the whole show. Is there anything that you, there any topic that you need to bring up that you wanted to discuss on your first show?
Well, starting to think maybe radio is not my best suit, so this might be a one-time deal.
Announcing early retirement?
I think I am. It's been a good run. I have a lot of fun, met a lot of good people, and I think I'm just getting too old for it.
Well, let's a couple more things before we get out of here. Let's get your Super Bowl prediction.
I got to go with the Ravens. They're played inspired right now, and whether that's because of Ray Lewis or, you know, whatever it may be, they're playing good football. And what this run reminds me of is, you know, the Giants of last year, you know, how they just picked it up in the playoffs and ran it all the way until, you know, got a ring from it. So I think I see the same similarities from, you know, the Ravens team. And, you know, how is he having, you know, Ray Lewis play his best football? That definitely helps the defense. And just having him out there is definitely raises the morale, raises the intensity, and makes those guys play a whole lot harder. So, and, you know, Flacco, all his guys are going pretty smooth right now. So it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Defense is definitely going to come around. But I think not having Justin Smith, the 49ers defense is definitely going to suffer a little bit from that.
One of the big topics this week nationally is the game of football, how physical it is. It's the injuries, it's the concussions, it's the thing like, is that discussed among the players? How do you feel about all this that's going on? I mean, people are making some pretty bold statements about, I won't have my boy play, won't have my grandson play. I don't think the game's going to be the same in 10 years. It may not even exist in 20. What do you make all that?
As you know, as far as me and my coworkers, my teammates, we discussed minimal things, you know, such as concussions and stuff like that. What can be done to make concussions better? Obviously, you know, you're not going to get out of the game of football, but what can you do as a player to make sure that, you know, you're playing safe, you're keeping others from getting hurt like that? Because you see a lot of guys are, you know, coming down with a lot of brain trauma and stuff like that, and, you know, dying at a young age. So it's definitely something to be aware of, and guys are aware of it, and they're just doing whatever they have to do to stay healthy. And but obviously there's going to be concussions in this game. As long as this game's around, doesn't matter what kind of protection you have, stuff's still going to happen. And but, you know, like I said, none of us are going to get out of the game for those reasons. So it's not like you know, there aren't guys willing to play football. And as for, you know, the younger kids, if they don't want to play football for those reasons, you know, that's their prerogative. Obviously there's going to be enough kids who want to play football who are going to take the risks. But it's a rough sport, a physical sport, and you know, things like that are going to happen. But you also see that in basketball, you know, in wrestling, you know, track, whatever sport there is, there's always going to be injuries. So it's just kind of the risk you take when you play these sports.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. We've got a couple of emails. This one says, what the hell is this? That's what this is. That's all it says is, what the hell is this? Signed Lance and Loomis. I don't know. Evidently, number 23 wants the Lance Thorell show.
Like I said, I'm stepping down, so Lance, it's all you, brother.
This comes from Andy, who says, I have a brother-in-law that played with Crick and threw him a few passes his way when he was a junior and senior. I really enjoyed watching their success in high school and watching his career at Nebraska and his first year in the pros. Good luck in the future from Andy and Carney. Who was your quarterback?
We had Lance Fox, quarterback.
pretty okay.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, obviously he drove us to a lot of victories, ran the ball well, threw the ball well, and was a good player for us.
All right, let's run through the rest of the sports here, and then we'll let Jared go relax in the green room and eat his steak tips that he's got ordered here for his first day on the job. Tri-City Storm split over the weekend. They will host tomorrow night Sioux City once again, 7:05 at the Viero Events Center. Nebraska men's basketball team, a win over Northwestern Saturday. They take on 12th-ranked Minnesota on the road tomorrow night. UNK, they drop a couple of games. Sounds to me like the men might have got a homer job. 89-88, the old foul with 3 seconds left gives them two free throws, and then UNK makes a bucket that they wave off, saying that it was after the buzzer. Hastings women a winner over 9th-ranked Northwestern of Iowa. The men fall by 12. They take on Midland on Wednesday. Lopers are back home, by the way, on Wednesday. Nebraska wrestling falls to number one Penn State yesterday, and maybe the big story on the prep scene, well, it is the big story on the prep scene, the number one boys basketball team in the state was upset by Papillion and La Vista, 67-58, Omaha Central goes down. And, of course, trying to make sure that everybody is as high and mighty when the Heartland Hoops Classic takes place February the 9th when Omaha Central takes on Oak Hills Academy, one of the nation's top 25 teams out of Virginia, coming up on the 9th. The Lou Platt, the Fort Kearney, the Twin Valley Conference basketball tournaments continue tonight. We will be live over in Amherst bringing you the quarterfinal action tonight. Axtell SEM and Amherst Wilcox Hildreth. So that's all that's going on the local scene. Jared Crick Show in the books for day one and maybe forever. Jared, thanks for coming in and doing this, man.
No problem.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. It's always a lot of fun coming on the show, and it's fun to host my first one, maybe my last one, but we'll not be a stranger to the show.
We got a guarantee for a Houston Texans Super Bowl next year?
I definitely hope so. I'm not one to guarantee anything, but we're going to have a good team next year, and we're going to be right up there.
And while you're back, any place that folks, are you doing anything besides just relaxing?
Mainly just relaxing, hanging out with the family. It's been a long time since I've been back, so I just like to really sit on the couch, watch TV, and be lazy.
Man,
what I do best.
That sounds like most of the hosts of this show over the last few years. So you're doing a good job at that. He's got pretty much the whole thing down. We want to thank Sean Callahan from Husker Online. We want to thank Cozad football coach Ron Bubach for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow we're going to talk a little baseball because Damon Day, it's his regular Tuesday slot. The Huskers are already underway with their practice. UNK getting their things and they're going too. So we'll get the latest there. We'll fill in with a variety of other guests. I would tell you who the guests were going to be, but I'm not sure that I get to be here tomorrow, so we'll find out what's going on. And Jared, as always, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming in and continued success.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you for everything.
That is the Jared Crick Show, Edition 1. We'll see you tomorrow for who knows what here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.